God bless you, dear brothers and sisters. I pray that the Lord is going to give you today a wonderful day, close to Him in His presence. And whatever you're going through, you will never give up and keep on going for Jesus. I am Dora, and I will translate a message which Brother Joseph gave today on radioblast.net in Italian. I will translate in English. It's the very interesting message about forgiveness. Does God forgive us? This is a message from a sister called Emma. Dear brethren, I did lots of sins, adultery, fornications, and so on. Until 2015, I was in a love story with an elderly man. I suffered a lot in my life. I did lots of mistakes. I was a prisoner of sin. I was married for 15 years, but I had a double life. The Lord, in April 2015, entered in our lives. In the beginning, I was entering the church, and I was crying, and I was saying, how am I going to tell this to my husband, what I did against him? One day, 28th of May, I said, that's it, no more of this. The Lord showed me the wrong I did. So I went to my husband and I told him. He forgave me. In the beginning, it was very difficult. But slowly, slowly, we made it. We made it to go on for Jesus. And Jesus didn't allow our family to be divided. But this person lives nearby. This person with whom I had sinned lives nearby, and I can not even get out of the house. It's horrible. You know, I feel very, very bad. I feel like I did something horrible. I keep asking God to forgive me because I sinned against heaven and against my husband. Sometimes I feel like dying. I always have the sin in front of me, and I don't make it to get out. Brother Joseph, help me. I am desperate. I am desperate. Sometimes I feel like speaking against God, but I don't want to. Brother Joseph, please help me. Give me an answer from Jesus. I'm desperate. I love you in the love of the Lord. End of message. Joseph is saying, we're praying for you, dear sister. We're praying for you, dear sister. And the Lord this morning, I knew your situation, and the Lord this morning gave me scriptures for you, and I want to share them with you. The Lord told me that, right now, you are going through the condemnation of the devil for the sins that you have made. I will share with all of you the scriptures that I see for this sister, and I think it will be a blessing for all of you who are going through the condemnation of the devil. All of you, dear brethren, who did sins, adultery, and so on, but you have repented and you have stopped your sin. So I want you to take this message and make it yours. You know, the devil doesn't forgive. He keeps condemning. And through this, the devil oppresses the brethren, this sister and other brethren. The devil oppresses you through condemnation, which does not come from God. Condemnation is not from God. I want to answer to the first paragraph that this sister wrote. Basically, this sister repented and she stopped her sin. Okay, this is important. She repented and she stopped. But now she says she cannot get out of the house because the person lives nearby. The person lives nearby in the hope probably of seeing her. So she's like a prisoner in her house and she's condemned by the devil. So basically, the devil is controlling her. The devil is condemning her and this person is following her, this person that she stopped adultering with. If this guy is always there, I want to tell you this. Go to him and tell him once and forever, more than clear, tell him that for the last time, warn him that he cannot do this. He cannot go around looking, stalking. He cannot go around looking for you all the time. Tell him the story is over. And if he doesn't understand, And he continues looking after you and giving you deep looks and whatnot. Then tell him the next time you will speak to him in the presence of your husband, to whom you have confessed everything. You confessed everything to your husband, so with him now you have a good relationship, a good marriage, and you have no intentions to ruin everything with old sins and with bad sins of the past, that the matter is closed. The bad which was done is enough. It won't continue anymore. The point is closed. Goodbye. We have to respect each other, each one for its own way. No more dialogues. That's it. Not even hello and goodbye. You shouldn't even tell him that. In 2 John, it says, if they don't go according to the doctrine, sound doctrine, don't receive them in your house and don't salute them, it says. So it says don't even salute them if they don't understand. If he understands, then I'm not even sure that you should salute them. Even good morning, don't tell him, okay? It's like starting a conversation. Don't even say good morning to him. You know, just tell him, you know what, I won't even salute you. You are stalking me, and I don't want to continue even talking to you. What I would do, if he doesn't want to listen to what you have to say, then together with your husband, go to him. And warn him that if he doesn't stop to do this and this, you're going to go tell it to his family, if he has a family. Tell him together with your husband, you're going to go and tell him to the family. Tell him that if he doesn't stop, I'm going to go and tell your family about it. And if he doesn't have a family, then write a note and put it on the building there. Warn him, be careful because I'm going to rebuke you. I would do this in your place, sister. So in this way, you get freed from the devil. The devil is trying to use this guy to keep you a prisoner of your old sins. Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8. John 3, 20 and 21. Read it alone, brethren. John 3, 20 and 21. Be not afraid to go in the light. The light heals. The light heals. John 3, 20 and 21. Let's read Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to pluck up, and a time to plant. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away, and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. This is what the Bible says, Ecclesiastes 3. Tell him, yes, there was a time that we loved each other, but now we have to hate each other. I'm sorry. Because the love was wrong. It was adultery. I was ruining my marriage, and I was ruining even your life. I don't know the situation of this man. Was he alone or was he married? If he's a lonely guy, he should go and do some work in church, do something for God. Go and do some work for God if he's single. Another thing which Em wrote us, which we read it earlier, we're going to repeat it now. She says, I feel sick at what I did. I ask God to forgive me because I sinned against him and against my husband, but I feel like dying. My sin is always in front of me and I can't get out of it. Well, Joseph says that this sister is repented, and she went and she confessed it to her husband, which is a very, very, very difficult thing. You know, it's a very difficult thing what she did. She's really a good sample, this sister. You know, Dear sister, I want to tell you that now, after you fell and you repented and you get up, you know you're closer to God than before. Adam and Eve were closer to God after the fall than before. You know, the sin was in their hearts before their fall. It showed the fact that they fell. But after the fall, after they tasted, the forgiveness of God, He didn't let them die also in the flesh. They died only in the spirit. He let them live in the flesh so they could still call on God. In Genesis 4, after Abel was killed, Adam and Eve, they woke up of their sin. And at the end of the chapter, Genesis 4, you know what it says? And then man started to call upon God. So they tasted God's forgiveness. They tasted God's forgiveness after the fall, and God allowed them to live in the flesh so they can still repent. And in Genesis 4, they started calling upon God. So, I want to share with you this and also for the other brethren. Dear sister, I want to tell you that the devil is condemning you. For the devil, there are no repentances. He doesn't look at your repentance, but God does. What do you have to do, dear sister? You have to study much better the Word of God. I counsel you together with your husband to study God's Word. I don't know if your husband can follow also the Bible course. I counsel you to subscribe to the Bible course, you and your husband if possible, and you will grow in the Word. You will grow in the Word. In the meanwhile, I want to tell you, dear sister, take your husband and together study very well Psalm 51, which is David after the sin with Bathsheba. And both of us, try to understand this, we are all sinners, okay? If David fell so low, you must understand God's compassion. Dear sister, I want to tell you that you have quite a husband. You have quite a husband that forgave you. He's a good sample. Don't let him go, okay? It's not easy to find somebody like him. Keep him close to you. Psalm 51. Make sure you read it together. You in your letter you write to us that sometimes you feel like cursing God. But immediately I tell God, I don't want to say these things. I don't want to think badly. I tell you, sister, the following. Read Romans 7. Romans 7 explains about the sinful flesh. Your sinful flesh is trying to do these things, and the devil is using it. Why this? Because you are weak. You're weak in the spirit. You're like a rag where the devil steps on very easily. You're weak in the spirit, so the devil can go in and out and do whatever he wants in your mind. What do you need to do? What do you need to do? What's the solution? First of all, if you continue to let this bad spirit torment you, he will destroy you. What you need to do, you need to rebuke him and cast him out. You need to cast out this bad spirit that is trying to tell you to curse God, okay? Rebuke him until he leaves. Luke 10:19, I gave you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Luke 10:19, in Jesus you have power, sister. It's just that you don't use it. I offer you the Bible course, dear sister. With all my heart, I offer it to you. It's full of scriptures, the Bible course. It will inspire your faith. And this Bible course will guide you to salvation and to Jesus. It will not guide you to a building, but it will guide you to Jesus. It will guide you to the power of God. It will guide you how to do miraculous healings. I want to tell you, dear sister, that me and my wife are willing to help you and pray for you. You and your husband, if you want. And I feel that the Lord is saying that everything will be fine. Jesus is delivering you from the devil's condemnations. Jesus is helping you. We are at your service if you need us. Me and my wife are here. We are here. If you want me to talk on Skype with you or with your husband, first of all, I want to pray for your liberation of these demons that are tormenting you. Another thing that this sister wrote in her message, she said, I am probably paying for what I did. And she said, sin is always before her eyes and she can't seem to forget it. And I am probably paying for what I did. So she's tormented. This sister is tormented. I want to tell you, dear one, and to all of you who listen, you cannot pay for your sins, okay? Jesus has paid for it. This Catholicism that sometimes they're into it, oh, you need to pay for your sins, is not biblical. I want to tell you some words that Jesus gave me for you, dear sister. The message is for you if you truly repented. This message is for you. If you truly repented, then neither me nor Jesus condemns you. Neither me nor Jesus condemns you if you truly repented. I feel that you have repented. So if you truly have repented, listen to this, what Jesus is telling you. Jesus is telling you, you don't look horrible. I love you. Stop looking at yourself as the devil looks at you. Look at yourself like I see you. I see you forgiven, cleansed, purified, and loved by the Father and by me. Because of your repentance, I put away the sin from you. As it is written, Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all your iniquities, who healeth all your diseases, who redeemeth your soul from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, and his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. Verse 17, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Bless the Lord, all his saints, and his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, to do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, all my soul. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, amen. The Lord continues his message. Daughter, I assure you, as it is written in my word, I don't see you like the devil sees you. Neither like he makes you see yourself. Dear daughter, you're looking at yourself with the glasses of the condemnation of the devil. You have to look at yourself with the eyes which are washed by the blood of my forgiveness, of my love, of my mercy. My daughter, it's the devil who tells you have to pay for your sin. You don't need to pay for your sin. I have paid for it. And you can never pay for your sins. You could never pay for your sins. I paid for your sins. For what you couldn't have done, as it is written. 1 Peter 2:23-25. When he was reviled, he reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Who his own self bare our sin in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. For we were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the Shepherd and Bishop of your souls. Amen. Praise you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Jesus. Dear sister, listen. God doesn't condemn you. You are forgiven, as it is written. 1 John 3:20. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Your heart condemns you, but God is greater than your heart. Your heart is just a little heart. It's a little heart, but it's loved by God. And God loves you. And His love is greater than our heart, which condemns us. John 8:10-11. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, what are your accusers? Has no man condemned you? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. 1 John 1:7-9. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Verse 9, but if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Jesus gave me a very powerful scripture for you, dear sister, and with this we close. This scripture, believe this scripture. It's the word, okay? It's not my words, it's Jesus' words. This scripture is for you. I want to show you how God looks at you right now. It's a scripture which you have to meditate on. You and your husband, receive this word and rejoice together that your husband now has a more faithful wife, a more beautiful wife, a wife who's willing rather to die than to fall into sin again. Before, you are a woman who easily fell into sin, but now you are a woman who fell but got up and learned. 2 Corinthians 5:21. This is how God looks at you. For he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:21. You have become the righteousness of God in Christ. Why? Because I see it. I see it in your tears. I see it in your pain. I see it in your letter. Through the discernment of God, I believe every word you wrote. I have discernment from the Lord, and I see that what you wrote is sincere, and you are forgiven, and you are blessed, and you are forgiven. Go to your husband and tell him these things. Tell him I invite him to listen to Radio Blast. And I would love to say hi to him directly on the radio or on a Skype or whatever. This will be my little prize for you. I want to bless you together. I want to bless you together. With this, I salute you in Jesus' name, and God bless you both. I want to add a scripture. Angela says, John 3:17. For God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:17. This is from a scripture Angela got. Joseph says, it's the religions that condemns the sinners, okay? But Jesus didn't come for the perfect religious people. You know, those perfect people that never do any sins, they're perfect Pharisees. Jesus came for poor lost souls and hopeless people like me. Jesus came like people like me, who understood or almost understood that here the only thing is important is Jesus, and there is no other hope outside of him. Okay? Amen. Jesus came for the sinners. Jesus came for the murderers. Jesus came for the mafia, for the ISIS, for Al-Qaeda. Jesus came for the Muslims, those who cut the heads of people. Jesus came for them. Jesus came for them if they repent. If they don't repent, hell is waiting. I want to tell you, dear sister, the story which I read from Wombrand, Angela is saying, she wants to tell this story. There is this man that goes to church all the time, but he falls into sin all the time. He gets up. Wombrand shared this story, and I want to share it with you also. Angela is saying, he is saying that there was a man one time who was sinning and going to church all the time and asking God forgiveness, and then he was falling again into sin. And one time the devil went to God and I said, look at this man. He's always sinning, repenting, but then he goes back to sinning. Don't you want to just let him stay in hell? Can you please just stop forgiving him? He keeps sinning, don't you see? He keeps sinning and you just keep receiving him. He repents, I know, but he keeps sinning. So then God tells the devil, well, every time he goes to you, you receive him, right? Yeah, I receive him. So then why every time he comes to me, says God, why shouldn't I receive him? Amen. Praise the Lord. Every time to go to God, he will receive us. Lord, help us. Thank you, Jesus, for his forgiveness, for his love. Dear sister, we wait for your news and also news from your husband, if possible. I can perceive he's a wonderful man, says Joseph. God bless you. We keep you in our prayers. We love you.